Once upon a time, Australia Post used to make money out of delivering the mail. It now costs Australia Post $150 million a year to put letters in your box. What's going on? It is, of course, one of the organisations in the gun with the government's Commission of Audit. Some whisperings about whether something as institutional as Australia Post might be put up for sale. Good idea, bad idea, and how has it come to this? Peter Martin can explain. He's economics editor of The Age, rather than Fairfax Papers. Peter, welcome.
G'day. Look, putting it up for sale is really beside the point. The Business Council's quoted in the Financial Review this morning as saying, well, you can put it up for sale, privatise it, and maintain the correct level of service. That's exactly the wrong way round. Mm-hmm. It's the level of service which has to fall. We no longer, you were talking about this, with the exception of those birthday cards, and by the way, how much notice do you have for a birthday? We know, or Christmas cards.
Still take me by surprise, Peter.
we no longer send letters. Now, we still send mail, a lot of that sent by business, government departments, and so on. Stamped letters are declining at the rate of 8% a year, and the rate of decline is accelerating. On a graph, it's like a shark's fin, right?
Yep.
It's just going down because there have been a number of props holding up mail delivery. You've had your, before widespread use of social media and so on, we had about 100% of written communications, Australia says, were delivered by the post. It's now less than 1%. But business has been maintaining, through sending out bills and promotions, they're rapidly moving that online. The $40 billion NBN, will accelerate that. The government is still doing it. You still get those parking fines in the mail, right?
Mm.
But the coalition has a program to move all government business online by 2017. You can see where it's heading, and that's why it's a shark's fin.
So we shouldn't sell Australia Post, we should just let it off the hook from delivering
I don't think it matters whether you sell it, but the worst thing to do would be to sell it for a price where you maintain the current level of service, in other words, a very low price,
yes,
and then the new owners lobby to do what will have to be done anyway, and that's to move into the current century where, like Canada, which has now gone down to two deliveries a week and you collect your parcels at your nearest delivery point, nearest collection point, that's what we will have to do. We're holding on to, it's a bit like, a boxer going through, boxing from memory, going through the motions. We're continuing to want daily delivery, lots of us, when we don't post letters.
Yes, it's a tough thing because something like the post office is just one of those pivotal institutions in a society.
Yes, the only point is that we're not using it.
No, that is,
we're using
that
the post office. We're not using letter delivery.
That
we're
is
not
a fly in the
letters.
Ointment. Peter Martin, thank you for...
Good to talk.
A fascinating insight. He has a point. He has a point. And if we all posted letters, then we might do something to save Australia Post, if that in fact is a good idea in and of itself. It's coming up to 8 o'clock.